let me just review, because we didn't have the shiur last week. We're learning this piece from Sam Zero from the Vichaim. Shvuas, Sivasayim is Shvuas. It's a very, very remarkable piece. It would take a great amount of time to go into it in the proper way. But we're just trying to learn, to get a basic feeling for some of his teachings. We're going through the Gemara, the famous Gemara, that the Jewish people who said, Nasa v'nishma, we will do, and then we will hear, that this was to the wonder of the angels themselves. How is it possible that the secret that the angels are using, this formula, we will do, and then we will hear, then we will understand, how is it possible that the Jews in this world know such a thing? And the Sanzerov is explaining the deeper meaning of Nasa v'nishma by going through the Gemara. We spoke about this at great length last 2 weeks ago. By going through the Chazal at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, then Hashem in fact offered the Torah to the nations of the world. He offered it to Yisrael, whatever that means, to the representative Maluch HaSar of that nation. The Torah was offered, but they couldn't, because it says Lo Signav, I can't prevent myself, I can't hold back from stealing, or Lo Sirtzach, I can't hold myself back from murdering, and so on. So the nations rejected the Torah. The Sanzerov then explains that, you know, that there are basically two categories of mitzvahs. There are those mitzvahs that fall under the heading of sichlios, mitzvahs that make sense, that rationally to honor parents and not to steal, not to kill. These are mitzvahs that any rational civilized person understands are necessary in order to conduct society in a way that where people can exist and be productive. Those are mitzvahs sichlios, from the word seichel. Mitzvahs shimiyos, or shimiyot, those are mitzvahs that if not for the Torah, we wouldn't know, we wouldn't understand. And in this area, the main obligation is to be makabel, to accept upon ourselves, Al Malchus Shemayim. The Baruch Shalom said to Yikosh, I don't know why, save it, because the Baruch Shalom wants us to. Things that have to do with shatnas, with kelayim, tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah, all of these, even though many of them can be explained rationally, if not for the Devar Hashem, if not for Hashem telling us, we wouldn't on our own conceive of such an idea of putting something on our doorway or putting something in our arms and our heads and so on. Those are mitzvahs shimiyos. So the sons of Rav asked, I'm just reviewing very quickly, so the Rav Chaim asked, well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to these nations, the Yishmael and Esav, and he presented them with mitzvahs that are sichlius, that every civilized, intelligent person understands, that one can't steal, one can't kill, one can't commit adultery, you can't have a society with those things going on. So what is the? How is it possible that Yishmael and Esav and the other nations rejected the Torah when in fact, these are responsibilities that every ben noach, every human being has. It's not a chiddush, it's not something new, but B, aren't they embarrassed to admit, to say outright that no, we must steal, we must murder, this isn't for us, aren't they embarrassed? Just like any civilized person nowadays would be embarrassed. So the sons have explained. So we spoke about at great length that this is one of the greatest problems that the Rishonim that the wicked have, is that they don't admit to themselves that there is this violent or dishonest streak that has taken over their lives. They don't admit this, and therefore they don't recognize different things in their lives that indicate that they are violating on all different levels these types of Averis. And like Esav, like who's compared to the Chaz of the pig, who holds up his one simon that he sees. The pig has split hooves and holds it up to the whole world to say, you see that I'm really kosher. Therefore, in effect, that offer that Hashem made to the nations was not really an offer that would be accepted, because the meaning of Nasa v'nishma is that the Jewish people alone understood that you can't just pop yourself or plop yourself into the world of Torah. You have to cut him cold, you have to refine your personality, you have to work on yourself, you have to try to remove from yourself violence, to remove from yourself the anger, to remove from yourself the dishonesty and so on, until you can really be an honest Jew that's serving Hashem and putting on tefillin in an honest way and keeping Shabbos in a real way. All the mitzvahs depend upon that. To remove the taiva, these desires and the kas and the anger and so on. And that's why we have the 49 days of Svira, to prepare and to work, to be people that can receive the Torah. Herein lies the problem of the nations of the world, that their failure to admit that these are real, deep-seated problems that they have, which all human beings have. It's not that we're perfect. We're not perfect. But when we said Nasa v'nishma, we made a commitment to perfecting ourselves, which the nations of the world were not willing to do. Therefore, the last thing we were talking about was that Hashem said that this is a gewaltige Madrega, this is a Madrega the Malachim. You see, the Jewish people, the Sanhedrin explains that the Bnei Israel were worried that after being so recently in Mitzrayim, after spending the time in Egypt, that we were not on a level where we would ever be prepared to receive the Torah. How could we be prepared after 7 weeks to receive the Torah? We hadn't yet completely refined ourselves. But the point that Hashem said was, listen, that you're engaged in that effort to refine yourselves. The rest I'll take care of. And that's the end of the first page, the paragraph, the end of the page, Reish Samech Tes, where it says, Vayidei Zek, Yishabok and Shabok, Ulasei Satar Yisrael. Do you have that? It should be the second page, Reish Samech Tes, the last paragraph, Vayidei Zek. You have page Reish Samech Tes? Okay. So Vayidei Zek, Yishabok and Shabok, Ulasei Satar Yisrael, which we spoke about on Shabbos, that Hashem, before Hashem gave the Torah, Hashem said, listen, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that you're completely unworthy of receiving the Torah. You haven't yet perfected yourselves. You haven't cleaned out the system of all those things that you picked up while you were in Egypt. I know that. Nevertheless, Hashem says, Hashem tells them, you saw what I did in Egypt. You saw that in Egypt, even though you resembled the Egyptians in every way, I took you out of Egypt. And not only that, I made you into my people. Don't be afraid. Don't think that it's not possible for you to become, for you to reach a level where you're worthy of receiving the Torah because of that filth that still remains. Because it's just like us, it's no different than us. We're coming into Shavuos, and is there anyone here that thinks that he or she is worthy of receiving the Torah again? We don't feel that way. Even if we've tried to make some efforts during these last couple of weeks, months, years, we've tried to improve ourselves. We know that we're not kidding ourselves. So we feel that therefore, why are we any better than nations of the world? Why are we any better? We also are involved in things that make us unworthy to receive the Torah. Hashem says to us, look, after I took you on eagle's wings. You see that even though you weren't prepared, the difference is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises the Jewish people that I will initiate the process of removing you. I will begin that process of removing you. Hashem took us from a very, very low and deep pit to a very high mountain. The was with a strong arm. We certainly were not worthy. Like a fetus that was pulled out from the mother's womb. So Hashem is saying that you don't have to do everything yourself. I don't expect you to be tzaddikim, but I do expect you to be committed to becoming tzaddikim. That's Nasev Nishma. And that the nations of the world wouldn't admit their faults. Or when they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it says, don't steal or don't kill, we can't do that. What does it mean? Weren't they embarrassed? Certainly they didn't say they never admitted that we're murderers and that they're murderers and that they're thieves. As we spoke about that 2 weeks ago. No one ever said, it's embarrassing to say I'm a murderer and I'm a thief. It doesn't mean that they admitted that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gazes into the essence of each person, knows that this was something that the nations of the world were failing to admit to themselves. But the Jewish people alone said, we said, Nasev Nishma, we're committed completely to improving ourselves. So on the next page, L'chein kevin shavisim kein. Gam la'achakak, shakadosh baruch hu'histam hem, oisah hizgalus alakus. So Hashem took us out. Even though we weren't worthy, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Once we saw that, even after that clarity ended, and even after that great event of Yitzis Mitzrayim, k'vavu b'sifra ha'makadoshim, shetek avach Yitzis Mitzrayim, nistam hem, agil alakus, agodol sha'olam. We know that that night of Yitzis Mitzrayim, we were exposed to the most amazing presence of Hashem. The Gilu Shechina of the night of Yitzhak Yisrael, but afterwards the lights were turned out. I mentioned many times here in the shul that there's a marshal from Ezra Shemagid, some say from the Baal Shem, that you have a person, like, you know, sometimes, I guess this is something which is not discovered in recent times, but they used to do a long time ago also. You know, you can go into a bakery, I don't know if they do this anymore, but you know, you go into a bakery and they'll give you a couple of samples to taste. So obviously the hope is that you'll taste this latest kakosh, you'll taste this cheesecake, and you say, ooh, it's gevaldik, and you'll order some. So the Mizrach Magid said that a Jew goes into the bakery and takes a little piece of cake, And it's free. He says they're free. He takes a piece of cake. It's delicious. And he orders 10 pounds of cake and he starts to walk out. So they have to call him back. Where are you going? So he says, it says free. So they said, free, Shaita. That's free is a taste. But if you want really, really to have, you have to work for that. You know, that doesn't, a taste you get for free. But after that, it's a lot of hard work. So the Mr. Chamagid said the same thing. That the Baruch Shalom, when he took us out of Mitzrayim, he gave us a very, very delicious, wonderful, powerful taste of what it means, of Gilui Shechina. But then began the days of Sfiras Omer, which are days of refinement and hard work, where we lost that sense of clarity. Or as I was talking about last Shabbos, the Shabbos before Matir Lamati, touching and not touching, that whole relationship that Hashem has with each and every one of us, that he touches us, but then he withdraws. And we have to realize that it's time for us to seek him.
What's wrong with thinking, though, that the Torah mitzvahs were given in order to bring refinement? Why is it, I know Chaim Vital, but why not just the opposite, that the Torah was given, that mitzvahs were given to become to the refinement?
Right. There's no question that once a person is committed to that project of self-refinement, that the Torah has a wonderful, wonderful effect on him. The problem is if a person is fooling himself, that's what Chaim Vital was talking about. If a person does not even acknowledge that he has this hashlecht amidus, that he's so polluted with all kinds of narishkeit, so then it can have, as you know, Chazal say, the opposite effect. It could be a sam misa, it could be a poison. There are people who have taken the Torah, and instead of it refining them and perfecting them, they've used the Torah to bring themselves to the lowest imaginable places. And that's what Chazal meant. Zacher, a person is Zacher. If you're worthy, then the Torah is a life-giving medicine. If you're unworthy, what does that mean, unworthy? So the way it was understood by the Bali Musa was that if you're a person that you're not even attempting to refine yourself, if you're trying to become better, then you get a nice helping of Torah mitzvahs. That'll be it. You'll be wonderful. But if you're going to be a person that you've never become involved in that avodah of derech eretz kadmah l'Torah, there's no derech eretz. It's not about derech eretz. So then, even though the mitzvahs are so beautiful and they're so pleasant and they're so sweet, but not only might often not help that person, but he could use the Torah to support any sheker, any narishkeit, any craziness. You know that people do this. Everything's in it. Everybody's showing everything from Tanakh. Everything's from Tanakh, and they do the same thing as Chazal, and every filth and disgusting thing they could use from the Kabbalah too. So how come the Torah didn't perfect? Because the person was dishonest. The person had these kind of qualities that were completely unrefined, and therefore when it came to the Torah didn't help him. The Torah brought him even further down into his own delusion. You could delude yourself with Tanakh and Torah Shavuot also. So there has to be an effort. There has to be a commitment. Nasir Nishma meant. We're committed to working on ourselves. We want to work on ourselves. But then I thought, Pichem, where have we gotten self-control in 49 days? What happened to us? Just because it says in the Siddur, Chesed and the Gur, and I mean, doesn't mean we got there. So who are we fooling? So the Rosh Hashanah says, listen, I have a special relationship with you. I took you out of Mitzrayim, even though you know you want the 49 levels of impurity. I took you out. I'm working with you. And I'm working with you. And that encouragement, that as long as you're committed to trying, I'm working with you, that's what Sfiras Omer and Shavuos is all about. So he says that, so after he said Sfiras Omer, once again there was this concealment, so it's Sricha Torah Shem Atzman, Yeshlimi B'chamishim Yom, Kamvu B'zar HaKadosh, Baruch Hashem Baruch, Shatam Tuchlu Lovel Madrigas B'zar HaKadosh, Hashem said, you can do it. I gave you that first free sample of what it means to be a Gai Kadosh, a holy nation. I gave that as a free sample. But I wanted you to taste what it's like. I wanted you to feel it. And I want you to know that you have within yourselves to come to that. Now get to work. Kevin Sharisam, Shiuchal Yoskach, you saw that such a thing can exist. In other words, when Hashem brought us to that high level by Yitzhak, it wasn't that there was something artificial there was some artificial joke or game that he was superimposing upon people who are not like that. But Hashem showed us by Yitzhak Yisrael is what? This is who you can really be. This is who you could really be. And we saw that. Could you imagine if someone would come along, if a Navi would come along and come up to me or to you and just to give a hand on the shoulder, and for one second you would see what you could really be like. What you could really be like. Like I once said here in the shul, that I remember my Rebbe of David, Zechitzag Levracha, how he said it from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yerucham, the great Mashgiach from Mir. He said that he was once, Rabbi David said that they were sitting there, and who was in that shir, you know, who was sitting there, big people. So the Rabbi Yerucham said, called on one of the fellows and said, look outside, what do you see? So he looked at Sidon, and he said, whatever, it's the uncle of the Schneider, you know, it's the uncle of the tailor. And he said, he called on the next fellow, turn over, what do you see outside? And there's a little of the Shia, the Shmuz. What do you see? So he turns around, he says, I see, you know, Moshe, the Kassif, the butcher. No. And so it goes on. And and then Rabbi Yochum started screaming and says, I see, you know what, a Lebedeke Besakros, a living cemetery. I see that this Yankele, there's nothing wrong with being a tailor, but the Yankele could have been a tailor that knew how, the whole Yankev. I see that this Moshe, the cuts of the butcher, attack of the carcass to be the dying in Bialystok. I saw these things. I see these things. Therefore, he says, when I look out the window, I see a living cemetery of people who didn't become, but they could have become. But they could have become. So the job of the tzaddik is to show you what you could be. That's what a tzaddik can do. That's what tzaddik can do. If any of you have had the privilege of walking into the room of a tzaddik, you feel that the tzaddik is telling you what you could be. What you could be. And then when you walk out, you really feel like, you know, I can do this. I want to do this. So Hashem showed each and every Jew by Har Sinai, Hashem showed each and every Jew, this is what you could be. But not by Har Sinai, by Yetzias Mitzrayim. When he took us out of Mitzrayim, by Har Sinai we have to get there ourselves. But by Yetzias Mitzrayim, sorry, when he took us out of Egypt, we had that, whoa, Gilu Shechina, Moira Godel, we had that unbelievable experience that Hashem showed each and every one of us what we could be. And then, but that was a free sample, and then Hashem, he took it away, and we were left in our same little miserable selves. And Hashem's book said, this is who you really are. This is your, I'm showing you, Moshe, the Schneider, or this one, Yankel, the so-and-so. This is who you really are. Now get to work and produce. Bring yourself out. That's why all those chazals that say that when Hashem spoke to us, he spoke to each and every person in his own voice, that he could hear, that he was able to receive, and so on, because Hashem is telling each and every person what he could be. And he doesn't want you to be what the other one is. As he spoke on Shabbos, you have your own Indian. That's your Indian. That's why it's in the singular also. Not Anochi Hashem Elokeichem in the plural, but Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. So each and every Jew said, me? Because Hashem didn't say the plural, all of your. Hashem didn't say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am everybody's God. Hashem said, Ani Hashem Elokecha. That means even some little nobody standing over there in the 10,000th row. So he heard Hashem say, I am your God. Ani Hashem Elokecha, yours, personally. But that what? That I took you out of Mitzrayim. Hanoichi Misha Noichi Tzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Hanoichi Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvod V'Atzma Hayitzionim Mitzrayim Eretz Moli Zuhama. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, a place that's filled with filth and impurity. Therefore, we should know that we could also get out. We could also leave. It's not impossible. Therefore, Lachein Lo Yilcha Elohim Acherim Al Ponai. Therefore, not to have any other gods. The Bamas Kadosh Baruch Hu Malay Kolayt Kavayda V'Leis Asa Ponimine. V'Ein Shum Mokum Ba'Olam Shlo Yuchlu Lava L'Hashem Shbarach. There isn't any place in the world where you can't serve Hashem. You can't, as I've been talking about the last 2 weeks, you can't say, in this place I can't be an Eved Hashem. I can't be in New York. I can only be an Eved Hashem in Yerushalayim. And then you get to Yerushalayim, I can only be an Eved Hashem when I'm standing by the Kosel. I'm by the Kosel, somebody standing next to your stone. So one day when I get to my place, then I'll be a good Jew. No, Hashem said that you have to be Jew, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, wherever you are, you have the ability to lift yourself up and to become such a person, because Melech Olam Kevod, Hashem fills all of creation. Okay, therefore, let's Lachain. Look how beautiful this is. He says, Lachain, therefore, we're not going to be able to finish it, but the end of it is the end of the Torah anyway is something that's not for us. So we'll go to the point that is for us. At least for what I think is for us. I'm sure some of you, it is for you, but I might not know it's for you. Or maybe even this is not for some of you, but I think it is for you. Okay. Lachain, therefore, Rosh HaTevis, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzisichem Eretz Yisrael, Mibeis Avadim. If you take the first letter of each of those words, the first letter of each of those words, Aleph, Yud, Aleph, and so on, which is one of the ways of computing Gematrius and Rosh HaTevis, with the Rosh HaTevis of each of the words. If you take that, which is Shehu Mitzvah Saseh, you all know that those first two that were spoken as one, Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yilcha, I am Hashem your God, and you shall not have any other gods, that Chazal tells that Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am your God, is the source of all positive commandments. I am your God is the source of all positive commandments. It's a positive statement. You shall not have any other gods is a source for what? All negative commandments. In other words, every negative commandment, whatever it might be, don't eat a piece of tray. If it comes from that sound of what? Don't have any other gods. Every positive commandment all comes from that voice of Hashem saying, I am your God. Right? So therefore we understand that Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzaseichem Eretz Yisrael Be'Sev Adam, which is the positive source of all positive commandments, Mrs. Sebechinus Chesed, which comes from the side of the right side, which is love, right? All positive commandments come from Chesed. Chesed means what good thing can I do to please my Creator, right? That comes from the world of Chesed. All those Rosh Hashanahs add up the Gematria Reish Ches. So what's the significance of the number 208? Because 208 is Bechinas Yitzchak. 208 is the Gematria of Yitzchak Avinu. So that's confusing. Din. Everybody knows that Yitzchak means what? The opposite of Chesed. What's Yitzchak? Din. Yitzchak means din. Restraint. Fear. But if you add up the Rosh Hashanahs of the word of that positive Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzaseichem Eretz Yisrael Be'Sev Adam, it comes out surprisingly. You would think it should have equaled what? Avraham. Since Anochi Hashem Elokecha means I am Hashem your God, which is the root of all positive commandments, which means what? All that is good and all that is loving and all that is kind is Avraham. It's Chesed. And yet, if you add together those first letters, it comes out 208, which equals Yitzchak. Yitzchak means din. Yitzchak means din. Why? Then when he's not finished. But then if you take Rosh Hashanah, Lo Yilcha Elohim Acherim, if you take those, the first letters of the negative aspect of what? You shall have no other gods. Lo Yilcha Elohim Acherim. If you take those Rosh Hashanah, those first letters, which is the negative, which you would expect to equal Din or Yitzhak, it equals the Gematrius Ayin Beis 72, Mispar exactly Chesed. That's not a coincidence. So the first letters of the positive, Anoch Hashem Elokecha, equal what? Yitzchak, which is Din, 208, Yitzchak. And the first letters of what? You shall have no other gods, which is Din, which is the negative, contains in it the mystery of what? Chesed. The Rosh Tevis equals 72, which is the word Chesed. Why? So he says, Lahara Yishahaloi Taze Kulu Mechesed. This is to bring about this tziruf, this all-encompassing interfusion of the two worlds of chesed and din, of those two ways of chesed and din. In other words, what the Rebbe is saying is that there's a danger in a person who only hears Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. That's very dangerous. There's a danger in the life of a person who only hears Hashem speak in a very positive and comforting way. That's very dangerous. It's beautiful, it's nice, but you understand that can be very dangerous. If a person only hears words of encouragement and only hears everything is fine, everything is great, terrific, you could be the biggest murderer, the biggest God. That's okay. And that's what we were talking about the last 2 weeks ago. You hear this nowadays. This type of a false chesed, a phony chesed, everything is okay, it's okay, as long as you don't live next door to me or bother my kids, it's okay, right? But everything is okay. So that can be very, very dangerous. On the other hand, we've spoken about this many times, on the other hand, you know, that if it's just din, then you can't live. Just din, just anger, just punishment, just restraint, just holding back, just fear is also impossible. That we're mixing together Chesed and Din. Din shebe Chesed. Chesed shebe Din means finding that world, finding that perfect place where Chesed and Din meet in a healthy way, which is what a person's work towards refining himself is all about. All of the weeks that we've just gone through, beginning with Chesed, right, the week of Pesach, and then afterwards, and we're right now holding Ramalchus. All of those midos, as every one of you knows, each one of the midos is connected either to Chesed or to Din. And then you have Tiferes, then you have Yesod, we have the right side and the left side, and man's effort to bring together those two sides in a healthy and balanced and beautiful way. Ultimately, the Malchus of Malchus, of course, is a beautiful integration of all the midos. But it's not enough just to be about Chesed. It's not enough to be somebody who's about Gvura. The tachlis of being a Jew is to be able to combine these two worlds. That there should be Chesed Shabbat Din, there should be Chesed, Chesed Shabbat Gvura, Gvura Shabbat Chesed, the right and the left, joined together. V'al pizah, next column, Yesh Tefarish HaPosuk Yom HaBikurim, the Ein Lo Perish Kipshuta, V'lo Metzino Ken B'Shum Chag. So the Rebbe is asking an interesting thing. Shavuos is called Yom HaBikurim, the day of the first fruits, Yom HaBikurim. And he says, we haven't seen this by any other Yom Tov in Chumash. We don't see this. The Lo Metzino came b'shum Chag, the b'chag HaMatzis k'siv Chag HaMatzis. When it comes to Pesach, it's called Chag, the holiday of Matzis, Chag HaMatzis. It doesn't say Yom HaMatzis, the day of the Matzis. It says the holiday of the Matzis, Chag HaMatzis. And when it comes to Sukkot, also it says Chag HaSukkot. Like Siv, will be Yom HaSif. Lo Yom HaSukkot. It doesn't say Yom HaSif. It doesn't say Yom HaSukkot. It says Chag HaSif and Chag HaSukkot. It doesn't say Yom, day. For Khan, the Shavuos, however, when it comes to Shavuos, Siv, Yom HaBikur, the day of the first fruits. But Lo Mulik Siv, Chag HaBikur. What's the matter? It's not a holiday. It should say the holiday of the first fruits. Well, the Parashas Re'ei Tchelak, some of this is going to be Kabbalah, but a little bit we'll be able to chab. Or Parashas Re'ei Ksiv, or B'chag HaShavuos, Ava Bikurim L'Nikru B'Toy, Rak B'Yom HaBikurim. It's never called Chag HaBikurim. It is called Chag HaShavuos, but it's never called Chag HaBikurim. It's called the day of Bikurim, of the first fruits. Gam Lake Siv Batoyro Yimei Chodesh Mosai Hu Yom HaBikurim. This, you know, is a very famous question. The date of Yom HaBikurim, the actual date, is not in the Torah. This is the whole mystery of when the Shavuos come out the Chlal. Really, really, in the Torah, it could come out the 6th of Siv, come out the 7th of Siv, as the Gemara discusses. It's not clear what day exactly is the end is Shavuos. Obamis, the Rav Shmaya, at Seres, Palmim Shiva, it could be Palmim Shisha. That's the Gemara there. It's interesting. The other Yom Tov, we don't have such a problem. Also, he says we have to understand what are the first fruits, the Bikurim. He says it's the sacrifice, it's the offering rather of the Minchas Chitim. It's the offering, the wheat offering. So why does that to say also Bakrivcha Mincha Chadasha? That's referring to the Bikurim. What does it mean? The Torah doesn't give a date. What does it mean B'Shavuos Seichem in your weeks? What does that mean? What week? When? It's good. Why is Shavuos one day? We don't have by the other Pesach and Sukkot. Why is Shavuos one day? The Zohar Kodesh says, why is Shavuos one day? So the Zohar says, because Shavuos is the day that Hashem gave us the Torah. The Torah eats Chaim, and the Torah is a tree of life, the Zohar is teaching. Like Rabbi Nachman said, there can't be two truths. It's either one. There's only one truth. There can't be two truths. So there's already this. If someone says there's a second truth, it's already a shaker. So it can't be. So Shavuos can only be one day, the Zohar says. Oh, we have that, of course, it's not contradicting that. That's the Antar Shein. But in Torah, Shavuos is one day. Shavuos is one day in the Torah. Why? Because it's the day of the giving of the Torah, and the Torah is one. There can't be more than one. This is it's the tree of life, and the tree of life can only be one. That's what it says in Zohar Kodesh. You can make 1,000 drashas from that. Vimki ain't lo esig ben nistaros. Even though, listen, the Divrei Chaim says, even though I really don't know much about Kabbalah, that's what you say. You know, she's one of the most awesome Kabbalah that ever lived. He says, I don't really deal with hidden things. I don't ain't lo esig ben nistaros. Like, I don't really deal with this stuff. But then, of course, he goes into this whole ain't lo esig ben nistaros. Omnam lefi divareinu analysis. But I can explain this according to what we learned. Yeish lemet dehina b'chol yantiv. What's the difference between Shavuos and the other Yom Tov? He says, "B'chol Yantiv, Lefi Ha'orishnes Galos, Keinu Mitzvus Torah Alein Lagalos Harahu." Every Yom Tov, when it comes to Pesach, when it comes to Sukkot, there's a certain, as you know, it's not just something that we're commemorating. We don't have such a thing. We don't have a thing we're just remembering. When it comes to Sukkot, it's again, whenever there's a certain light of Sukkot that's available to us. It comes to Pesach, there's a certain koach in the world that's available to us. You have to think that every minute. Right? It's the same koach. So, he says, therefore, every single yontiv, our job is to reveal in our lives that koach of that yontiv. For instance, says, Pesach, of course, it comes from the world of chesed, that's Avraham Avinu, that's loving kindness. And Pesach, there's an unbelievable access that you and I have to that midah of chesed. When it comes to the yontiv of Pesach, it's unbelievable because it's happening again. And whatever that means, to be your own person. It means to be able to show love and affection to people who are connected to you. All that is. Pesach, we're filled with praise of Hashem. Next page, Gemara says, "B'toyu l'matisaper." Lachen nikra chag al shem Pesach. Therefore, the yontif is called Pesach because the two words Pesach, the mouth speaks, because the whole inin of Pesach is to praise Hashem, which is the midah of Chesed, how much Hashem loves us and how much we love Him. Lachag amas al shem ki layochel esmameya. And we know that it's called matzis because we couldn't stay another minute. Hashem loved us and He took us out of Mitzrayim before it would be too late. Therefore it's called Chag HaPesach and Chag HaMatzis. Both of these are names that are telling us of Hashem's chesed, Hashem's love for us, and therefore we feel that great love for Him and want to praise Him and talk about Him. That's what happens on Pesach. That becomes available on Pesach. Hashem HaChesed HaGodosh Nizgalon Avon Amoidim L'Shmagel HaChesed Shal Siyumon Avchein Chag HaSukkos Hashem HaNonei HaKovet. The name of Sukkos is named it's named after the Anani HaKavod, the clouds of Hashem's glory. Therefore on Sukkot we feel what? That closeness of being secure in Hashem's embrace. And whatever that means, that's all Sukkot's time. But that's happening again on Sukkot. Just like it happened originally with the Anani HaKavod, so too every year Sukkot, we have access to that feeling, to that awareness of trusting in Hashem. Bitachon. Which is the midah of Yaakov Avinu. That's the midah of Yaakov Avinu Sukkot. Ach b'mei Shavuos, k'moy oz b'shas matan Torah amar nasev nishmas. Listen what he says, how beautiful. What was Shavuos, he said? Shavuos, the ink of Shavuos was that the Jewish people said, nasev nishmas. Nasev nishmas, we'll do, and then we'll understand. We're ready, we're committed. We learned what that means. What we learned is that the Jewish people, unlike any other nation of the world, the Jewish people admitted that they had certain problems. They acknowledged that there's a lot of stuff going on inside that needs to be worked on. And they said, therefore, we will do whatever is within our power. We'll do the best we can. Nasa. To do what? To remove the lies, to remove the the narishkeit and the filth and the and so on. We'll do that. Nasa. We'll do whatever we can. In effect, what we're saying is we're going to go about this great work of nullifying, of annihilating our own desires, our own selfish needs. We're going to try to do that. V'nishma, what does v'nishma mean? Mashi yitzav alon habor yizboch shemai kanal. Only a person who makes himself into nothing can say, I'm prepared to hear everything. Nasa v'nishma means, I am nothing, therefore I'm prepared to hear everything. But if I am something, I'm only prepared to hear that something that I'm comfortable with, right? It's only when I'm nothing I can hear everything. So the Jewish people said Nasa, which means I'm nothing. I'm going to work on myself. I'm mamish nothing. I'm zero. Therefore, v'nishma, I'm prepared to hear Hashem, whatever you have to tell me. But a person, the nations of the world, who all held themselves to be something, they can't say we're committed to hear everything. How could it be? They're already something. Right? That's why the Torah was given in the desert, which is nothing. Because that's the only way to receive the Torah. So therefore, the Rebbe explains, therefore, it's something which is without measure. You see, Pesach and Sukkot, there is something that can be said positively about about the light that is shining on Pesach and Sukkot. And the Jewish people have a mitzvah. There is an existence. But the whole meaning of Shavuos is what? How did we receive the Torah? We received the Torah by what? By making ourselves as desolate as the desert itself. By saying we're absolutely nothing. Only Hashem are waiting to receive from you. That's how we received the Torah. We made ourselves into nothing. Therefore, he says, there can't be more than one day. It can't extend into time. Because the very essence of Shavuos comes from a place of what? Of nothingness. Of making oneself into nothing. That's what he explains. For our kubah gather ayin. Shavuos comes from the world of ayin. Ayin means nothingness. In other words, I have nothing. We didn't know what Hashem was going to tell us. We didn't know. We didn't know what we were getting into. All we knew was one thing. We're nothing and He's everything and we're ready to hear whatever He has to say. But we had no idea what that was going to be. We didn't know what Midah was going to be. Was it going to be Chesed? Was it going to be Gevurah? Was it going to be Tiferes? We didn't know anything. We had no idea. What Midah was going to be revealed, how Hashem was going to be revealed to us, what mitzvahs we were going to have to do. We had no idea. We just said generally. The general klal was Nasa. We're going to try to be the kind of people who will be able to hear whatever you have to say. Which means what? Humble. What kind of a person? We're going to try to be people who are Balei Chesed. We're going to try to be people who work on the Gevurah and Tiferes Netzachot. So we'll be the kind of people who will be able to hear whatever you have to say. But if I have my own agenda, if I have my own platform, so then I just can't receive. I can only receive. If you walk over to someone who's not used to a certain thing, you say, listen, I want you to do this. He says, he doesn't use it at all. He thinks you're out of your mind. Because he has his own. Because he's populated by his own being. It's only when you're a desert, you're unpopulated. Then you can receive. So the whole nature of shvuos is to empty yourselves out. Shvuos means to become like a desert. Therefore, it doesn't have a measurement. And it's so mysterious. It doesn't have a date in the Torah. It doesn't have a date. It's like it's just there. So he says, that's why it's only one day, because one means there's no imbalance. One means it is what it is. That's all. As opposed to already two, three, four, 5 years already. Two means there already is an opinion. There's an opposite opinion. Two is already machlokes, right? Two means there's something else. There's another way. One means there is nothing else. There is nothing else. That's what one means. He came out. Therefore, you all know that when Hashem said on the Kechel, Chazal told us that we mamish died and Hashem has left us, because there had to be such an annihilation of selfness and of selfishness. There had to be such a total removal of the self that we mamish and Hashem, we felt on Hashem is leaving. We saw that we felt ourselves dying. This way, we would have the infinite ability to be Jews who are going to keep the Torah till Mashiach, no matter what. Fire and water. Fire and water. Not that I'll keep the Torah only to the point that it suits me. That's a person who receives the Torah in the Bechina of Yesh. What does that mean? It means that, without getting into examples that might be unpleasant, but we all understand that there are many, many people who, insofar as you'll say certain ideas or concepts from Torah that they feel comfortable with and they like, so then they will accept those ideas as beautiful ideas, and they'll emphasize this, and they'll make up all kinds of banners and posters about this idea. This is a nice idea. I like this idea. This idea makes me feel good. Because that person's a yesh. All he is something, and he wants God to tell him, I agree, you're something. And how do I agree that you're something? Because you see, all the things that you like, I also like. Right? Isn't that a coincidence? All the things that you like, I also like. You like to have shrimp on Tuesday night, so I also like that you should have shrimp. I also like shrimp on Tuesday night. No, whatever you like. I like what you like. I like what you like. You want a God that makes you feel good, right? Because that person's whole approach to the Baruch Shalom is yesh, it's all yesh, it's me, and therefore I want God to worship me, not that I should worship God. God worships me. And this I once explained a couple of years ago from the Ishmael, somebody says that the Avodah Zorah of the Egyptians was sheep, right? The Meshulach says, why was it that, because the nature of a sheep is that it just follows. Therefore in Egypt they worship sheep because they want to have a God that follows what they want. That's a wonderful God to have, isn't it? Anything you like, your God is sure to follow. Whatever you like, your God says, that's fine. Mutaluch, mutaluch, mutaluch. Whatever you like, God says is good. Therefore, the Egyptians worshipped a lamb, a sheep, because the sheep always agrees. They like a God that always, everybody wants a God that always agrees, because that whole approach towards religion is coming from a place of what? Me, Yeshus. Yeshus, that's what it is, Yeshus. Somethingness. I have something, I have a certain idea, and I want God to approve of my idea. I want God to put a stamp of approval on my own ideas. That's the history of religion. A brief history of or overview of religion, that's it. But the religion of the Jewish people, Havdalah is what? Ayin. I don't know, Nasev and Nishma. The whole Shavuos came from a place of not knowing anything, of saying one thing. This much we know, we're nothing. We're nothing. Absolutely nothing. And the Rishon says, good, that's already a beginning. Now, Chesed Gevurah Tiferes gets started, but with nothing. And from there you can begin to receive. That's the beginning of something. That's what the Rebbe is saying. Let's just end this paragraph. Well, the Zem Mikri, now that's how he explains. Well, the Zem Mikri Yom HaBikurim. That's why it's called the Day of the First Fruits. Yom HaBikurim. The Yadur, the Rishus HaGilui, Mikol dover mikre b'chor la'is adav. You know, he says that the beginning, this is in the Kisvevi, that the beginning of anything is called the b'chor. Of course we have a mitzvah of the firstborn son. But that's, and we also have the first fruits, right? The bikurim. But really, anything that you begin is called the b'chor. This is my firstborn Shabbos. Right, there's a boy that we have from our yeshiva that he's already been keeping Shabbos. I think it must be his maybe his seventh year. He used to keep Shabbos, and every year, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? That every year he comes in with a little box of cookies. Yeah. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Comes in, there's one of the boys in the yeshiva that he comes in every year. He comes in, and if it comes out Shabbos, he comes in the day before. If he comes in with a box of cookies to give out to give out to all the teachers, the rebbeim, to give out to other kids, to say, this is my seventh year being a Shemesh Shabbos Jew. Right? And sometimes he makes a tikkun that I became Shemesh Shabbos on this day, and he remembers it, and this is the day that I became a Jew, the Shemesh Shabbos. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That's an amazing thing. Why? Because that's his Bechor. That's his Shabbos. That's his firstborn Shabbos. Anything that you begin in the service of Hashem, that's your Bechor. That's your firstborn. That's your baby. That's the first one. That's a Bechor. So the Rebbe says, Ivina Torah Kula, Kula Horatius. We know that the Torah is the beginning. Right away, the beginning, the Rashi brings down the Torah. Bereshis means for the Torah. That's called the beginning. What was on Shavuos? Shavuos, the Jewish people, as we learned, the Jewish people made themselves into mamish nothing. We don't want anything of our nasa v'nishma. What Hashem's Baruch tells us. The kabbal kol mashiyigz v'Torah, to receive all that the Torah. To obey all that the Torah will decree upon us. That's what's called the day of the beginning. Yom HaBikurim, it's a wonderful way to think of Shavuos, means the day of beginning, the day of all beginnings. Shehayom hu ashin nizgala b'hareishis. That is the day that the beginning was revealed. Therefore it's called the Yom. Yom means that one day that's poshut. Not 2 days, not 3 days, it means the day itself, which is the Eitz Chaim, which is the Tree of Life, of which there was only one. Pakriv Chemincha Chadosh L'Hashem, the Yehidud, the Shemincha Nikus HaNefesh. He says that we bring the new offering to Hashem. We know that that Mincha is called the soul, the Nefesh is called an offering. K'mavur B'Kosuk HaMincha, Nefesh Ki Sakriv. It says by the offering, by the meal offering, it says Nefesh, if the soul will bring this offering. Makes this sacrifice. There are five types of menachas. There are five levels of the soul. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, nechida. The five levels of the soul that correspond to the five types of menachas. Therefore, Shavuos is called a mincha chadasha, where our soul had a chance to start again. Therefore, the soul is called mincha. Chadasha means new. Shnischadish nefesh Yisraeli, the Jewish soul was renewed. K'meishem avur b'medrash b'shas yosin nishmosim. That's why we died. We received the Torah in a way of tchias amesim. Now the Jewish people received the Torah in a way where we died and we started again. That's why our neshamas left us when the Torah was given. So we should begin with new neshamas, so to speak. I mean, the old neshamas came back in, but they were shined up, polished, and returned. But that's how we began. Hashem restored us. He brought us back to life with that dew, with that tal, that revived us. And then we had a hasogin eflo, a wondrous perception of godliness. And each and every year we have this illumination again. When we go through Sphere Simon, there's Dakir HaChaimer and refine our physical matter. And the soul is renewed, the soul is restored. B'kedusha and holiness, the Kabbalah Torah. What he's going to say now, at the end, is something which is not. You're welcome to take a look, and some of it could be sorted out that would be an hour madrega, but mostly he's touching upon an Indian that is not fresh right now. So, but this is the yisoid of Shavuos. What the Devar Chaim is talking about is the yisoid of what Shavuos is, the fundamental essence of what the Yontov of Shavuos is about. Ayin. It's about nothing. It's about nothing, like I spoke about in Lag BaOmer, had to become Rabbi Nachman's story, that the one who had the greatest and most ancient story was that he remembers nothing at all. And Shavuos is remembering nothing at all. Starting again, from the beginning, from Aleph, that's the Mincha Chadash L'Hashem, we should be zeicher to be mekabel the Torah in such a way, to in that way of nasa v'nishma. If we once said nasa v'nishma means that each and every year we have a nasa v'nishma too. We have that too, and we're able to make that commitment once again to Torah mitzvahs, even to those things that we don't understand, even those that we don't have. The main thing is to work on the midas. You see that to prepare for shavuos. Hashem didn't tell us to prepare for Shavuos by finishing Masechtos, even though that's wonderful. There's a minute to finish Saita, which is 49 block. But Hashem told us to prepare for Shavuos for what? Chesed Gevurah Tiferes Nesach. But prepare with the Ikkar is to prepare to work on one's Midas. And the greatest Madrega is Malchus Shel Malchus. That's David HaMelech. What is David HaMelech? Nothing at all. David HaMelech? Nothing. David HaMelech is pulling up his robe and dancing in front of the Aron, and Michal is silly. How could that be? How could you do such a thing? How could you make yourself into nothing in front of the riffraff, the Hamoinam, the people? And David HaMelech says, "I'm in the crazy guy. I wish I could make myself lower and more humble than this. Anything for Hashem." That's the yontif of David HaMelech. That's the yontif of David HaMelech, which is the yontif of Shavuos, which is the yontif of David HaMelech. Because the union of Malchus Shel Malchus is Vayisi Shofel Be'ena. The main of Yeson, what's the main avoider for Shavuos? It is Ayin. Nothing. How do you prepare for Shavuos? Nothing. How do you prepare? Right? If your husband, your wife says, is there anything to prepare for yontif? You say, nothing. That's what there was to prepare for yontif. Absolutely nothing. To make just a little bit of that, and then believe me, then the food of Yontif will taste a lot better in our mouths too. If we don't have such a good, if food doesn't taste as good as it should taste, it's because there's too much of our own poison that's inside that doesn't let the food taste the way it's supposed to. But under Marishna Chaving and Aiden, it tasted very good. But because of our own poison, the food doesn't taste so good. So we should be zeichet to have the Simcha Shavuos Begashmis and Baruchnis. The Gemara says, but even though the machlok is by all the Yom Tovim, whether it's supposed to be chatzal Hashem, half Hashem, half for you, that was eating and drinking and not eating and drinking, just tired, it's all machlok, it's in the Gemara and the Yushalmi. Nevertheless, but when it comes to Shavuos, what's the din? The Gemara says, everybody agrees by the Nami Lachem. Everybody agrees that Shavuos you have to fast. Shavuos you have to eat. Even though by Sukkot, by Pesach, it's machlok, by the Yom Tovim, it's machlok. So what, it may be what, it could be that it's either completely for Hashem or completely for man, or it's half and half. But when it comes to Shavuos, there's no argument by the Nami Lachem. So all this farm say, on Shavuos, that's the day that you would expect to be the most spiritual. Shavuos? Everybody agrees Shavuos you have to eat. Why? Because the tachlis of being in this world is to fix the world. In this world. And we receive the Torah not to fast, we receive the Torah not to deprive ourselves, we receive the Torah not to fly off and become some sort of an angel. We receive the Torah to become besser mensch, better people. But I don't mean the way we say in Yiddish, besser mensch. Really better people. Better people. Good Jews, better people, where the chomer, where the flesh, the boss of Adam, the flesh is refined. Better people, better Jews. That's the union of Kabbalah Zotayah. And in certain ways, in the talk on Shavuos night, we're going to touch upon this union, which is going to be on the subject of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach and how they compare to the Tayag Mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael.